It's hot.
It is hot.
It's damn hot.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Southern California, and it's December 5th.
And I am moist. Hey, cat! She loved it. Cat Corbett, when people would say they were moist.
Yeah, there are people who literally physically recoil at that.
Yeah. Well, I do it myself when I'm moist late today because it's warm.
Stop saying that. It has unusually bad images.
What is it like? It's like 80 something, isn't it?
I don't know how. I don't know what it is. And of course, it's beautiful.
The air conditioning in my car stopped working.
Oh.
Like about 3 weeks ago.
Well, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and I was like thinking, well, who cares? I mean, I kind of knew in the back of my mind, well, of course it's going to get hot again.
Right.
It's, you know, the future.
Where but it'll get cold again as well.
No more good crappy weather. Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
But it's not going to stay anything, so you should probably get that fixed.
But you should stay on that side of the room because I'm
I hear that word that continues to come out of your pie hole, and I don't like it.
Pie hole! 57 points for a pie hole.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? Give me five.
Yeah, it's movers and shakers. So move or shake in the title, something like that. Movers and
one
shakers.
One or the other or both?
Sure, why not? Okay. Yeah, both.
Movers or shakers.
You get bonus points if you come up with one that has both.
All right. Mm. Parking fights in the 4 o'clock hour?
Fight, fight, fight.
Who's naked now?
That's my favorite.
And the Grinch of the day is next, plus the KLOS name game.
Oh, yeah, we got another chance for you to play. We're going to do it sometime between now and 4. Kevin, what is that total up to now?
I think it's up to $6,000.
I'm glad we don't do this sort of thing with St. Jude. You know, we just sort of cap at some point.
That's true.
Now we're out of money. We're good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
What were you saying about that song right there from U2, Atomic City?
I was talking about seeing them at the Sphere over the weekend. And that particular song, by the way, inside the Sphere, it doesn't look like you're looking at a wall. It looks like it's VR. It looks like you're in virtual reality.
Wow, really?
You're in the middle of it, and it goes on forever straight in front of you.
It completely envelops you.
Yes.
Wow.
And that song begins with Las Vegas. Right outside of the Sphere, you see it.
Oh, so it's like you're looking out a window, or yes, you're looking out like there's no dome.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. There's no dome, and you're just looking straight out at Las Vegas, and it just starts disappearing, going back in time, things being built and towers coming down.
Wow.
And all the way back to it being just dirt.
And during that song.
Yeah. It's very cool.
That is awesome.
And it's got really, really deep, like, perception,
right,
distance. It just feels like it's thousands of miles ahead of you.
Wow.
And it's as close to virtual reality as you can get.
You got to be like, you, even though you were probably fairly sober, I would imagine, it felt like you weren't sometimes.
I was fairly sober because they said that there are times when you might get a little
overwhelmed.
Sick.
Yeah.
And sure. Or it goes, it's pretty steep.
Right.
The seats are pretty steep. So it.
How many people have fallen?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's certainly possible. I do not know. But let's do the Grinch of the day, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Woo! You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch of the day. But Sligo doesn't mind.
You know, he's right about that. I'm actually on board with the Grinch.
Sligo is the Grinch.
Yeah, whoever you are.
The original Grinch.
You don't approve. I'm green, and I'm right there with you.
A family lost their Christmas tree in San Mateo on Friday after a person snatched it off the top of their parked car.
Wow, that's low. That's a whole new level of low.
Listen to this.
Oh, my God.
A couple became the target of a Christmas Grinch while running errands on the peninsula. A man named Jesus tells me he and his wife picked up a Christmas tree on Friday evening and was spotted here in San Mateo.
Now he's in a parking lot.
Then they're all nice and happy. They picked out the tree. They made the deal with the guy. They're like, can't wait to get it home and deck it.
Yep.
They're going to deck it.
They're going to have such a great time with that tree, and it's going to be so sweet. And then you see a car drive by and then put on his brakes and back up.
But watch as the white SUV passes by, then actually backs up and then parks into the neighboring space.
I mean, what does a tree cost? Come on.
I mean, there are $100, right. $120.
But you're going to steal it?
Yeah.
You're a loser.
The driver of that SUV cuts each rope, loads the tree into their trunk, and then drives away.
Although he is a Grinch, so I guess I kind of approve.
I mean, that's what
was he green?
Supposed to be. He was not green.
Wow,
but
weird.
He did cut the ropes just like he had the.
He was ready to go.
He was waiting
for a parked car with a tree on top.
And he found it.
Wow.
San Mateo police tell me this is a unique case, and they'll be keeping an eye on what's going on, especially as we get closer to Christmas. Christmas. The tree Scrooge hasn't been identified, but police say the Christmas tree lot provided Jesus with a new tree.
Oh, that's nice. Good for them.
So that's the Scrooge.
It kind of makes me mad that they did, though. That ruins the ruining of Christmas. How are we going to ruin Christmas if people are being cool?
Seems like people have a really hard time keeping their clothes on.
I've noticed that.
You noticed?
Yeah.
Who's naked now?
That is a really frightening question, but pretty.
Who's naked now?
Art gallery visitors must squeeze between a naked man and woman standing in a doorway. Let me show you this.
I do have to say, if there's anywhere you're going to get naked. Oh, my God.
Can you see that?
I just don't want to squeeze between those two.
It's a door, and there's a man who's naked on the right and a woman who's naked on the left. They're facing each other, and that's how you get into the
art gallery.
Art gallery.
Well, I mean, if there's any place you're going to be naked. I mean, what are they trying to do, an installation? Is this supposed to be...
It says it's an exhibition by a Serbian performance artist.
It's an exhibition.
Marina
right.
Abramovic.
Keep watching.
At the
language.
Royal Academy of London.
Oh, howdy dog.
It's her first major exhibition in Britain after a 50-year career. And I looked her up, and it's all I can find is that she's naked.
She's always
in
naked.
The doorway.
She's naked. Always naked.
The original work at the Gallery of Modern Art in Bologna involved a naked pair effectively acting as human doorposts as visitors had to squeeze between them.
Well, there's two posts. Well, three posts.
Three.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. All right. Sure.
And what do you call those things that you have to push?
Aruga. A couple of those. Okay.
This time it will be performed by a succession of young volunteers, as Abramovic is now 72 years old.
Oh, thank you for dropping out of the work there.
Looking for new people to be naked.
Huh. I suppose now if you could see who it's going to be, you could ask whichever party you're not interested in.
I'm sorry, I forgot something. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot something else. I'll be right back. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, we got a twofer from Dirty Honey. Can we play that right now, or do you want to talk about
something?
We're going
to talk for a second first.
Come on, I want to play a twofer from
Dirty
Honey.
And then we will. We will, for sure. Let's talk about parking wars, because
parking wars.
Now that it's time everybody gets in their cars and goes to the mall.
No, that's the 80s. No one does that anymore.
They do.
There's no malls left. They're all empty.
I got news for you, guy who hasn't left his house.
I'm proud of that.
In 15 years.
What are you talking about, man?
People go crazy about mall parking. Or really any parking.
Right.
But people who are waiting for a spot. If you're waiting for a spot.
Yeah, there needs to be a system for that now.
And somebody jumps in front of you.
Nope. Have you not seen fried green tomatoes? I haven't even seen that, but I know that she jumps out. Oh, no, she smashes their car with her car.
It's almost like that. Like, it really upset you more than almost anything else.
I never really understood why anybody is dumb enough to do that, because here's what you're going to do. You're going to steal that spot, then you're going to get out of your car,
right,
and you're going to walk away from your car. You're going to leave your car to my mercy.
That's true.
I don't have much mercy, man. So you go ahead and do that.
This is, I believe, from a mall in Phoenix. There were two girls.
Phoenix.
There was a guy on his phone. And he was waiting for a spot. The spot opened up. The guy on his phone just sat there because he didn't notice.
Right, because he's annoying.
So the girls went around him.
Who can blame him?
And parked.
I don't blame him for that.
And then he decided he wanted to kick in their door.
I'm precious.
And this is them calling 911.
Okay.
911, where is your emergency?
Hi, I'm at the Chandler Mall on
Chandler.
The Dillard's parking lot. We just parked in a spot, and some man is outside of the car yelling and smacking on the window. We just feel really unsafe. He just kicked her door, and he's trying to kick it in.
Should I
don't know if you can
right?
hear it, but
you just lose
it. Dillard's parking lot. There's another lady on the phone. He's literally kicking her door in and smacking the window. We just feel very unsafe to get out of the car.
Why would you feel unsafe with that?
Isn't that crazy?
What a jackass.
What a jackass.
So important and precious.
And you know what's funny, most of the time, even when I get angry, most of the time there's a spot relatively close.
Oh, of course there is.
It's not really.
Absolutely.
Most of the time it's not that big a
deal. Right. Right.
But it does seem like it.
Yeah, I guess.
So parking war.
If you're very small-minded, I guess. It
parking
is.
War fights. You just depends on the day, man. The day and what you're dealing with. Sometimes it's the littlest things that set you off.
There's a friend of mine that used to drive around with a machete in his backseat.
Oh, my God.
And when someone would piss him off, he'd just kind of hold it up, not do anything. But that was satisfying enough.
I have a machete.
Yeah. Hey, look at my machete.
What do you do in that case? 818
drive away
955 KLOS. We were talking about parking lot battles. You have one?
Yeah, now hopefully no calls about the name game. We're going to do that very soon.
Yes.
Hello, KLOS.
All right, caller 25.
We're not playing the game right now. We'll do it later this hour. Good luck.
Come on, do it.
KLOS, hello.
Hey!
Hey, my kid kidnapped me and took me to Dodger Stadium.
Right.
And made me drive to see the police.
Right.
The cops, yeah.
Yeah, no, not that kind.
Oh, I see.
Bad.
Uh-huh.
And there was no parking except when we were driving around and around. I went, oh, we're going to miss the concert. There is no parking left. And I looked ahead and I said, go over there. Dad, there's cones up there. So we'll park there.
Yes, we will.
We will park there. We will put the cones around our car.
Yes, we will.
Go see the police.
And did it work? Did the ruse work?
It worked. Yeah. We didn't get picketed.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well done.
I know Kevin very much approves because he needed a traffic cone and he stole one from a church parking lot.
Says you.
It's still in here to this day.
Thank you for calling.
Sting was really upset. Thanks for calling, dude. Hey, that's a pretty good idea, though, man. Move those cones.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
I got a couple of responses to your question.
All right.
Throw them out.
All right. First one is, life is way too short to be in a hurry all the time because you're going to miss out on way too much.
Right.
This is brought to you by the Light FM.
But do you remember that when you're trying to park and someone steals your place?
You know what? Life is always too short to be angry all the time because all you're doing is shortening your life.
I think maybe there are times when someone steals your parking, you do get mad. You get angry.
No, I don't.
What makes you angry out there? What does actually set you off?
When somebody tried to steal my truck a couple of nights.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Aha, we found the anger button.
I'm really angry.
Yeah, no, yep. I hear you. Man.
Don't blame you.
Yep. I would have been far more angry had I had to walk.
Yeah, right?
Sure.
They didn't get it.
Yeah, well, that's good.
$100, but I got it fixed.
Nice. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Parking lot wars. What do you got?
Parking lot wars.
Right it up. Talking about parking lot battles this time of year. You have that?
Yeah, I went to Chaparral once, and I was at their sale, and some guy in a Dodge truck locked me in. So I crawled underneath, disconnected his tranny linkage, put it in neutral, pushed the truck out of the way, and left it disconnected.
Well done.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks. Take care, man.
KLOS, hello.
I just got to make a statement, and hopefully she's not listening, but when my wife go somewhere to park, if she sees it first or thinks she's seen it first, she owns it.
Even if it's like a long ways away and there's a little old lady waiting for it, it's hers?
More or less. And my wife will go ballistic.
I hope she is listening.
If someone pulls a purse, she goes, I seen it first, and that's mine. It's F-bombs and everything else. And my wife is, you know, she's 58 and I'm 60, and I'm at, she's already lost all patience she's ever had. When it comes to parking, there's no remorse.
It's hers. She will have
it's
it.
Hers.
All right, everybody, we'll stay out of her way. And thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, guys. Are we still doing the parking thing?
We are, yes. You got in a fight in a parking lot?
Yes, I was going surfing down in Pacific Beach. It was my day off, and I'm super stoked to get out there, and then this lady just is standing in the spot, and she's like, my husband is coming. He's on his way right now.
No.
5 minutes. Oh, my God. So I was like, whatever. It's my day off. I'll just outwait her. So I sat there. The husband came up to my car. He's trying to yell at me. I'm blocking the spot. They eventually gave up, but it was like 35 minutes.
Wow, 35. I wonder what the record is. That's pretty
That's
good.
A terrible way to spend your day off.
But it's fun.
But
hey,
you know,
I got some waves. I ended up getting out there. I got some waves, and I felt good about it, too. I was like, I won.
Give me five songs in a row with Kevin and Slogo.
Yeah, baby.
The theme today is shake it or make it. Shake it, make it, make it. Move it. Shaking and moving. Hating and moving.
Yeah.
What
they,
is it?
They see me shaking, they hating. Movers and shakers.
Right, that's what I meant.
Movers and salt shakers. 818-955-KLOS. What do you got? You can also hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
So, love removal machine? Is that cheating?
Yep.
Yay! I love a good cheat. Moving and or shaking. What do you got? Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS. Or if you're still on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
It's AC/DC, shake a leg.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, is that Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes.
Hi. Oh my God, hi, this is Christy. I've been trying to get through to you guys for so long. I love listening to you guys. You guys are so awesome.
Thank you. We're doing Gimme Five right now.
Oh, yay. What's the theme?
Hold on a second. I don't know. Moving and or shaking.
It's moving and or shaking.
Or chicken.
Okay, no, I have an idea. What about Shaking by Eddie Money? She was shaking. She was moving round and round and round.
Twofer from the Cars, because they were moving in stereo and Shake It Up. And that was for Mike Dolan and Madeline, both requested the Cars Shake It Up.
And we have Teresa with Jerry Lee Lewis, a whole lot of shaking going on.
K-O-O-L-F-M, home of your oldies. You actually started playing oldies in radio, right?
Yeah, I used to work at that station in Phoenix. That was awful. That station was awful.
But that fit our little criteria today, so you got a little flashback, Kevin. That's nice for you. You, Kevin, you have a chance to win some serious bank right now.
All right, let's talk about it.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I need dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. If all goes according to plan, you might be a dollar richer today. What do you think?
All right.
What would you do with all that cash?
I'd probably just blow it on hookers.
Well, you might be able to figure out what city you should take that dollar to and find said prostitutes, because that's what it's about.
What's that mean?
Prostitutes? Yeah. The 10 best places to pick up prostitutes in Los Angeles. Best corners. According to KTLA, they reported on this, and it was originally from wallethub.com. The most fun cities in these United States, the best places to have fun. This is based on the festivals per capita, restaurants per capita, playgrounds, parkland acres, dance clubs, that sort of thing. And, you know, the more they have in these cities in these United States, the more likely they were to get on the list of the top.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Is there some kind of nonsense where Palm Beach has its own place?
Has its own place?
Separate from Los Angeles?
No, these are proper straight-up cities. Okay. They are absolutely
Las Vegas.
Cities. Las Vegas is...
Number one.
Well done. See, you got to feel good when you start your one American dollar with that.
Miami
is number three on the list. You're going to take my damn dollar.
Yes,
you're just
I
gonna
am.
Walk
That's
off
my
with
goal.
It. I told you have to get 52 out of four guesses.
You did not say that.
Correct.
New York City.
New York City is number two. 10 on the list of 10.
Wow.
Yeah, down there at the bottom.
Los Angeles for
Los
the win.
Los Angeles for the loss.
What?
It's number 20.
What?
It's number 20 on the list.
That's crazy talk.
So it's not a sweep. I was expecting perhaps a sweep.
Austin.
Why would you say Austin?
Texas. Because they have all the festivals there, South by Southwest.
It is always a very
entertaining
place.
Cool, yeah.
You would think it would have made the list.
What?
But in fact, you just won one American dollar!
Woohoo!
We know our fun cities.
Got it.
I was not surprised by this list at all.
I'm surprised that LA's not on there, but
yeah,
right.
It's way down at number 20.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You know what's kind of funny? Houston, Fort Lauderdale, San Diego, all down there in the bottom 20. Huh. But when you get to the top 10, it totally makes sense
all
to
right,
me. Number 10, as we said, New York City. Honolulu.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought.
Chicago.
Had it written down.
Austin.
Yep.
New Orleans,
I had written down.
It's starting to slip, though, because Bean lives there, I think, now. And, you know, he's sucking all the fun out of it. He's like, you know what? Let's be a little more serious.
He is where fun goes to die.
San Francisco.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Atlanta's number four. A couple Florida cities, Miami and Orlando. No wonder they're always making our what's up with Florida.
Sure.
Way up the number one. First guess for you. Absolutely. Sin City.
Las Vegas.
My home away from home.
Time for What We Learned. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy, he tried to say. Grinch of the day is a guy who pulled up next to a car with a Christmas tree tied to the top of it. He cut the ropes, stole the tree, put it in his car, and drove off.
You know, initially, I was very excited about Grinch of the Day. I thought that's a great idea, but that is a dick move.
Right, that's what Grinches are.
I guess.
You know they're negative, right?
Come on.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m., another chance for you to play the KLOS name game.
Yeah, it's something to do with a doll, a Barbie doll? I don't know. And it's
you
up
know
to
what it is
6,000. Is that right? It's 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank. I am off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
There is one city in the greater Los Angeles area, Kevin, that I can never move to. I can't live
there. Is
that
right?
Yeah, I can't live there because I can't pronounce it.
La Puente?
There you go. Say it again.
La Puente.
La Puente.
I'm not saying it that way. I'm just saying it.
That's what it sounds like to me. James from
La Puente.
It was caller 25, so he just picked up a 4-pack of tickets to Knott's Merry Farm. Got lots of chances for you to win. Just when you do, whatever you do, don't move to
La Puente.
I won't be able to say it if you win. Johnny, stop yelling!
We have a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm now through January 7th as the park completely transforms into classic winter wonderland. You know, as with all the snow outside.
Right.
We'll take caller 25, 818-955, KLOS. Good luck.
Bring your parka.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Stacy, you're caller 25.
Yay!
You got a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm. Way to go.
Thank you.
Now, you've been expected to sing a lot of carols down there. Have you got one on hand you can sing for us right now?
No, I don't. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
There you go. That's good enough.
Yeah.
Would I do?
Yeah, we're easy.
Pudding.
We are up to $6,000.
Whoa!
For the KLOS name game, we'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. Let's play!
The name game.
Knott's name game. Is this it? Are we going to give away the money this time, Kevin?
I hope so.
I'm very excited about that idea.
KLOS, who is this?
Brian.
Brian, you're caller 25.
Cool.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game for $6,000. As you know, we're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses included Detective Barbie. So she was a private dick, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that Barbie was a private dick. And a weird Barbie. You said that's from the movie, Kevin?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Those were wrong, though, Ryan. What do you think for $6,000 we're looking for?
I was thinking Canadian Mountie Barbie.
Canadian Mountie Barbie.
Can we maybe keep it clean? There are children listening.
Canadian Mountie Barbie.
I don't know why they're listening. Is that right, Kevin?
Sorry, it's incorrect.
Sorry, Ryan.
Thank you, though. All right.
Thanks for playing our precious little game.
We're stuck at $6,000. So next hour, $6,000.
What?
It is also the KLOS name game.
Yeah, time to play.
Going to play right now. $6,000 is on the line. If you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS, good luck. This time.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good idea.
We mean business.
Yeah.
KLOS, who's this?
Nicole.
Nicole, you're caller 25.
Time to win some money.
Oh, yay.
Well done. It is your chance to play. As you know, we are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And Nicole, the last couple of guesses were from Ryan, who said Canadian Mountie Barbie and Detective Barbie. Those were incorrect. What do you think for $6,000 we're looking for all this time?
Well, one of my guesses is Firefighter Barbie.
Firefighter Barbie.
Firefighter Barbie.
It's like, what was that, Fahrenheit 3 whatever.
911?
Yeah, she going out and setting fires. Is that the deal? Dystopian Nightmare Barbie?
That is incorrect.
Sorry.
Thank you for trying, though. Next hour, though, $6,000.
What? Wow. It's climbing fast.
Right? You can find $6,000 in your pocket with the KLOS name game. If you'd like to play right now, we'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
For me, it's never Christmas until I hear that Tom Petty song.
Yep, love that.
I guess it's officially Christmas. Let's give away some money at Christmas.
Hit.
Yeah.
$6,000. KLOS, who is this?
This is Jeff from Lancaster.
Jeff, you're caller 25.
Lord have mercy.
Time for the KLOS name game. As you know, we are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
Jeff, I can tell you the last couple of guesses were from Nicole, firefighter Barbie. I just want to keep saying fire farter Barbie.
I don't know why.
But that's not right. Although maybe it might work. And a Canadian Mountie Barbie. Those are wrong. So Jeff, for $6,000, who do you think we're looking for?
I think we're going to go with Techno Barbie. It's like the Japanese music Barbie.
Techno Barbie.
She is always in for a good time.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
She always had a bottle of orange juice with her, too, as I recall.
Hey, guys, thanks for the rock. Keep it rolling.
Right on, Jeff. Thank you, man. All right, so tomorrow morning, Heidi and Frank will knock that total up to
$6,000.
Ain't a Los Angeles date yet, but Mammoth WVH, LA's own offspring of Eddie.
Yep.
Going to be hitting the road again. Tickets are going to be on sale this coming Friday. You can find him on social media and find all the details about that. That is I'm All Right. Love that song. Let's say you were to ask me what my favorite Motley Crue song is.
All right, what's your favorite Motley Crue song?
I'd probably say Mind Your Own Business.
All right.
Actually, I'd say that one right there. I love that song.
That looks good.
Kill. We're right in the middle of a twofer from Motley Crue, who have decided that on New Year's Eve, they're going to be out in Palm Springs putting on a show. Crue Year's Eve.
Is that right?
I mean, what a way to start 2024.
Is that in the new arena out there?
Yeah, I believe so, at the AccuSure Arena.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I don't believe that anybody that's out there is going to remember anything that happened.
Probably not.
That's the right way to start 2024. With Motley Crue, I do believe we're going to have some tickets to that show.
All right.
As time goes on. But they are actually on sale Friday at 10 a.m. to see these humans on New Year's Eve. Jonathan Lennon gave his last interview. It was to Rolling Stone on this day in rock in 1980. The movie Flash Gordon with music from Queen opened in theaters on this day in rock in 1980. It was on this day in rock in 1991 when Soundgarden began opening shows in North America for Guns N' Roses.